Hi, folks, and welcome to the Empowering Dietitians podcast, where each week I explore a different topic to help you feel more confident and connected to your work as a dietitian. I'm your host, Jess Serdikoff-Ramola, a registered dietitian, dietitian supervisor, and owner of Empowering Dietitians, where I help burnt out and unhappy dietitians opt out of hustle culture and reclaim their passion and purpose as a human first and dietitian second. After all, we are all more than a dietitian. This episode is another one of my new short formats, something new I'm testing out to see how you like the change. As a reminder, you can always go, if you listen on Spotify, to vote on your preference if you prefer the shorter episodes versus the longer ones, or if you like a combination of both. These shorter episodes are more based on reflections and affirmations for you to ponder and sit with throughout the week, rather than a super long monologue about my thoughts on a particular topic. Today, I'm chatting about play as an adult dietitian. It's so easy to lose our sense of playfulness and to get caught up in the productivity trap. Our creativity gets poured exclusively into our work, and there is so often pressure to make the most out of our downtime. But with summer arriving here in the Northern Hemisphere, I've been thinking a lot about my relationship with play as an adult, really unstructured, aimless, purposeless play. I hope this episode helps you do the same. How often do you play? Like I mentioned in the intro, I've been thinking about this a lot lately. And for me, the answer has been not very much. I work, which uses my creativity, but not in a playful way. I watch TV, I play video games sometimes. Even when I have a low-key night without technology, I practice yoga, I take a bath, I write poetry. Maybe I play a board game or build Legos from a set with instructions. For me, poetry is introspective and emotional. Board games and video games and even Legos, the way that I've been getting into them, again, with sets and instructions, they're strategic. Both can be beautiful types of activities, and having a variety of different types of activities can be very helpful. But for me, they aren't playful. And it's that bucket of playful activities that I've noticed has been neglected. It dawned on me that I've been missing whimsy in my life, the sort of lighthearted playfulness that isn't confined to the rigidity of problem solving or purpose. That's the sort of play that becomes harder and harder to prioritize as I've gotten older. For me, playfulness might mean going to a craft store and grabbing some random supplies that call to me and returning home to create something, even if it looks like a toddler could have made it. It's strapping on a pair of roller skates for the first time in decades and fumbling my way around a rink. It's letting my mind wander or dancing in the middle of a rainstorm. It's messy improvisation on a piano. It's creating something not to profit off of it, to master it or share it, or even preserve it on a shelf or a wall for posterity. I'm reminded of a story about Kurt Vonnegut that Laura Jean of Dietitian Values recently sent to me. It circulates online every so often. Now, Kurt Vonnegut, if you aren't familiar with him, was a satirical author. And he supposedly encouraged a student who wrote to him once to create something, specifically a poem, really pour their heart into it, and then immediately destroy it. Don't sell it, don't share it, don't tuck it away for safekeeping. Rip it to shreds. The purpose of writing, of art, of creativity is not productivity, accolades, or posterity. It is the very act of creating in the first place. It is the awe of impermanence and presence. Vonnegut said in this letter to the student, in quotes, "Practice any art, music, singing, dancing, acting, drawing, painting, sculpting, poetry, fiction, essays, reportage, no matter how well or badly, not to get money or fame, but to experience becoming, to find out what's inside you, to make your soul grow." And so with that, I offer these questions to you to reflect on this week. You can, as I always say, either pause the podcast after I say each question and think through them now, or you can revisit them whenever you'd like for more journaling or dreaming throughout the week. How much playfulness and whimsy do I cultivate in my life? What activities make me feel like a kid again? What gets in the way of my engaging in more whimsy and play? Am I caught in the trap of turning all of my creative pursuits into side hustles or masterpieces, viewing them either through the lens of profitability and productivity, or else through the lens of perfection and mastery? Where in my life can I give space to my innate playfulness? And how would it feel to liberate one or several of my pastimes from the shackles of productivity and/or perfection? With these questions, you may find inspiration from holding one or several of the following affirmations close to you through the week. I channel my inner Kurt Vonnegut and seek more opportunities to make my soul grow. I heal my inner child through playfulness and whimsy. I release myself of the relentless pressures of productivity, profitability, and perfectionism. I allow myself to surrender to exploration, creation, and wonder. I am full of untapped creative potential. I hope you find these questions, these statements inspirational, and that you make space to welcome more whimsy into your life this week. In a world as precarious as ours often feels, in a world dominated by hustle culture, we could use all the playfulness and whimsy we can get. Hey there, it's Jess again. This is a quick note that I have some time off coming up, so we are going to go every other week with the new episodes for a little bit. Next week, there will not be a new episode. Then I'll be back on June 25th, take another week off July 2nd, and then after that, we should be back to regular weekly episodes starting July 9th. Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Empowering Dietitians podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, there are two things you can do that dramatically help support the show. First, leave a quick rating and or review of the show on your podcast listening app, particularly Apple Music. This helps new listeners find the show. Second, sharing this episode with a dietitian friend can also go a long way in helping us spread the Empowering Dietitians message far and wide. And speaking of supporting one another, please don't be a stranger if you find yourself in need of that supportive space yourself. There are a number of ways to work with me, from one-on-one supervision packages to my course Abundance and periodic standalone masterclasses and workshops. The best way to stay up to date on which of those services and offerings are available at any given time? grab my free dietitian journal to sign yourself up for my email list at www.empoweringdietitians.com/free. That's www.empoweringdietitians.com/free.